The Brooklyn band, the Sway Machinery, formed 5 years ago around a particular notion: take traditional Jewish music and make it funky enough for a nightclub. About a year ago, the Sway Machinery received an invitation to play before an audience they probably never imagined at the Festival of the Desert in Timbuktu, Mali. That experience forever changed the world view of band leader Jeremiah Lockwood, and his new album reflects that change. It's called The House of Friendly Ghosts, Volume 1. Jeremiah Lockwood is in our New York bureau. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we're listening to a track called Pilgrimage. It was quite a pilgrimage for you, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. January of last year, Sway Machinery was invited to play at the Festival of the Desert. Could you just explain to us how that happened? I mean, it would seem to be a kind of odd choice, your band.
Well, I don't know. You know, fate has a way of presenting you with opportunities that are both fortuitous, but also make sense with the path that you're on. You know, you could look at it as being the most random thing in the world. The trumpet player in the Sway Machinery, Jordan McLean, was at a conference on African music, and he was sitting next to Christopher Nolan, who's the North American liaison for the Festival of the Desert. It all just came together kind of quickly from that seemingly chance encounter. But for me, in my life, I don't believe there's anything random or chance about this.
Now, Mali is a Muslim country. So how did they like Jewish cantorial music there? Did they know what to make of you?
Yeah, I think the Jewish element, in a way, maybe made it more understandable to people. Because, you know, when I would say to someone, this is a piece of music I learned from my grandfather, that's a cultural concept that people in Mali can relate to very, very deeply. I mean, cantorial music is a central part of my family. My grandfather was a great and very well-known cantor, and I mean, one of our kind of most exciting moments at our performance at the Festival of the Desert was when we performed a piece by my grandfather, Avinu Malkeinu Zechor. It's one of his records, and I announced the song in French because I wanted everyone to know, you know, this is a song I'm going to play now by my grandfather, cantor Jacob Konigsberg, and everybody cheered when they heard that I was going to be playing a song from this kind of personal legacy. And people were getting up on their feet and dancing and pumping their fists in the air along with it. It was an incredible moment.
One of the people that you met in Mali is, of course, well-known all over the world. She's actually visited us here, Haira Arbi.
Yes.
She appears on your new album. We're just going to give you a little brief sample of what she sounds like. When we met her here at NPR, she was introduced as the queen of desert music.
She's definitely a queen. When you see her and you're in her presence, I mean, you're with one of the great artists living. I mean, it's an unmistakable aura she has about her.
What can you tell us about that song?
Well, that piece is called Gawad Teriyamu. The president of Mali personally asked Haira to write a song during the middle of the Tuareg uprising, where there was a lot of violence and bloodshed in north of Mali. He appealed to Haira as an important cultural figure to write a song that would raise people's spirits and rouse them to seek peace with each other. It's really remarkable that we knew of it at the time. What happened was on our drive back from Timbuktu, which is a three-day-long journey by 4x4 across unpaved roads, the driver...
Amazing.
The driver in one of the cars was playing a bootleg tape of a concert of Haira's, and that song was on the tape, and he was playing it over and over again, you know, on the drive. So Stuart Bogie, the saxophonist in the band, just had it stuck in his head. He loved it. When Haira came to the studio to record with us, he sang her a little snippet of the song and asked her if she might be interested in working on an arrangement of that piece with us. And she was totally surprised that he knew of it because she hadn't yet recorded it. People only knew it from her live performances in Mali. So it was really fortuitous and wonderful.
Well, My guest is Jeremiah Lockwood, who leads the band The Sway Machinery. Their new album is called The House of Friendly Ghosts, Volume 1. Let's just listen to another track from the new album. This one is called Golden Wings. Our memories are all entwined. What are you singing about there?
The idea was that I wanted to talk about my grandfather and about his death and about how I invite him to enter into me and to continue to sing through me. And we recorded the song. Then later, when Haru was in the studio with us, I asked her if she would sing on the song as well, and I explained to her what the track was about as best I could. And she created a kind of a praise song in which she used both my name and my grandfather's name and wished him peace in the next world.
And kind of laid that in between what you were doing?
Yes. Hmm. Yes, exactly.
Jeremiah Lockwood, you call this record Volume 1. It sounds like you're planning to revisit this territory at some point.
Yeah, I mean, amazingly, we came back from Mali with a lot more material than we envisioned, and so we're releasing the music in two volumes. Volume 2 will be coming out at some point in the not-too-distant future. And in the meantime, we're about to go on tour with Haira in the States, which is just an absolutely incredible opportunity to bring this music to people in the flesh.
Jeremiah Lockwood fronts the band The Sway Machinery. Their new album is called The House of Friendly Ghosts, Volume 1, to be released in early March. Mr. Lockwood, good luck.
Many thanks.
For Saturday, that's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer. You can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great night.